So, what is the self-defense practice that fully restores our humanness, that embraces the self in a holistic sense, that dares to face the class content that creates the wounds in the first place? Before we begin, we must ask ourselves what it is we want to defend. The self-defense practice we engage in must ask, being as concrete as possible, what is the self that we want to defend, and what is the world that we want to defend? And then, how, if at all, are these two things different? We've never been asked, not by parents, not by the so-called rulers. We must ask these things of ourselves in order to grow as global humans. Once we come together and discuss it, I think we'll agree that to be happy as a people or to be happy individually, we require good fellowship and the ability to grow our gifts without coercion of any kind. We have the means. We can learn this from newborn babies. We can learn this from our own bodies. And I think we'll see that in following our questions, listening to the earth and the ancestors, we make, create ourselves. And in listening to each other, we make, create ourselves. And in listening to our bodies, we make, create ourselves. And that is happiness. Peter Kropotkin has shown us that there are two base mindsets, two basic operating premises for humans: authority and freedom. We've been stuck in authority for 10,000 years or more, and we came to accept it, those of us stuck in it, because it was equated with progress, because it was what our parents taught us, and because we were compelled by a lot of violence, which eventually came to be organized, managed by the state, which we were trained to view as the parent, which would protect us if we obeyed. But now we see the game of power, of supremacy, of rule, of control of the many by the few, see that we are nothing to it, that by its terms we must stay as children. Now we see this, we are ready for something new. Everything we do must be with a purpose, a dedication, a commitment to freedom. That is how we get it.